Are you ready to learn what makes Bucky stand out and how you can make your practice the destination patients choose?
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple.
What if I told you a dental practice could learn from a convenience store? Here's what's crazy. Bucky's does 4.2 million per location. The average gas station, 1.5 million. But they're selling the exact same stuff, gas and snacks. Sound familiar? Some dental practices do multi-million collections. Others barely hit 1 million. Same procedures, same insurance plans. Bucky's has customers driving in an hour out of the way just to visit them. Some dental practices have patients going out of their way to refer friends to them. The question is, are you ready to learn what makes Bucky stand out and how you can make your practice the destination patients choose? Welcome to Dentistry Made Simple, brought to you by 3D Dentists. I'm T-Bone, and our mission is simple. Level the playing field for individual dentists. You shouldn't be getting squeezed from every direction while trying to take care of patients. It's time to start evening the odds. Speaking of building something patients choose over all others, that's exactly what we help dentists do at 3D Dentists. Whether you're stuck competing on price or ready to position yourself as the premium choice in your market, we've got the roadmap. Our mastermind program gives you the frameworks, the community, and the accountability to transform your practice from another option to the destination. You can learn more at 3D-dentists.com. Now, let's get right to this week's episode. Why in the world am I talking about a gas station on a dental podcast? Because Bucky's figured out something most dentists haven't. How to take a low-margin commodity business, dentistry, and turn it into a premium destination. Think about it. Gas is gas. Snacks are snacks. But somehow, Bucky's gets families to plan their road trips around their locations. They've got people buying $30 worth of merchandise just because they stopped for gas. So we're going to be covering three things today. First, how to master the basics so relentlessly that you become known for excellence. Second, how to define your position so clearly that the right patients actually seek you out. Third, how to build an experience so elevated that patients become your biggest promoters. These aren't theories. These are the exact strategies that Bucky's used to build a $500 million empire. And guess what? They work just as well in dentistry. Let me start by painting a picture of what Bucky's actually is. They started as a single convenience store in Texas in 1982. Today, they've got over 120 locations across multiple states, and they're expanding like crazy. But here's what makes them different. First, their locations are massive. We're talking 50,000 square feet. Compare that to your average gas station that may be like 5,000 square feet. Dentistry? The most successful practices I work with are building larger facilities so they can give their patients everything in single locations. No running from specialist to specialist. Sounds like Bucky's. Second, Bucky's is obsessed with three things: cleanliness, speed, and hospitality. They have full-time bathroom attendants, not part-time, not when they get around to it, full-time people whose only job is to keeping those bathrooms spotless. Smart dental practices, they have a dedicated sterilization and cleanliness team member, someone whose only job is making sure the practice is spotless. Third, Buc-ee's has created what they call the Buc-ee's experience. You don't just stop for gas, you stop for their famous barbecue, their wall of jerky, their branded merchandise that people actually want to buy. But here's the business model genius. They make most of their money inside the store, not at the pump. Gas gets you there, but the experience keeps you spending. This is huge for dental practices. You get patients there through insurance and being a dentist, but you make most of your money by converting them into complete care and elective services. And get this, Buc-ee's has a strict no 18-wheelers policy. I have that in my practice too. They could make more money by allowing trucks, but they know that they would change their family-friendly experience they've built. They'd rather make less money and protect their brand. It's the same with dental practices. The smart ones choose not to take certain insurance plans because of low fees or quality. Short-term loss for a long-term gain. The result, the loyalty that's off the charts. People don't just stop at Buc-ee's, they plan trips around them. They buy the t-shirts, they tell everyone they know. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to break down exactly how they built this empire and then show you how to apply each strategy in your practice. Ready? Let's dive in. Lesson one, master the basics relentlessly. All right, so what does this mean for your practice? Here's the thing. Your bathroom is everything the patients see and experience. Buc-ee's doesn't win because they have the fanciest bathrooms. They win because their bathrooms are consistently, obsessively clean. Every hour someone checks. Every detail matters. In your practice, what are your basics? It's how fast you answer the phone. It's how clean your lobby is, how your team greets patients, whether your operatories smell good, whether your team knows patients' names. You've got to learn to obsess on the basics. Here's where most practices get it wrong. They focus on the big stuff and ignore the little stuff that patients actually notice. I was in a practice last month. Beautiful building, the latest equipment, great dentist, but the bathroom was down to almost no towels. The front desk person was on their phone. And when I walked in, I had to wait a few minutes before somebody even made eye contact with me. You know what your patients are going to remember with that experience? Not the fancy CBCT machine, but the overall patient experience. Now, how do we implement this in our practice? Implement focusing on the basics. You got to create daily checklists for the basics. And I mean everything. Assign ownership to someone's name, restroom cleanliness, operatory organization, phone experience. You got to do weekly mystery calls to your own office. Time, how long does it take for your patients to come in to get out? You got to do the hard work of role-playing greetings until they feel natural, not scripted. So what's the truth bomb here? Excellence at the basics isn't sexy, but it's the foundation of everything else. You can't build a premium practice on shaky fundamentals. Now, let's talk about something even more important than getting the basics right, and that's knowing who you're getting them right for. You know what separates practices that thrive from those that just survive? Systems. At 3D Dentists, we don't just teach you what to do, we show you exactly how to build the systems that make excellence automatic. Our 3D GPS framework takes you through 5 stages of practice growth and gives you the roadmap to get to the next level. If you're tired of winging it and you're ready for a proven system, check out 3D Dentists. Now, let's get to lesson 2. Define and protect your position. So, you've mastered being relentless on the basics. Now what? Remember Buc-ee's no 18-wheeler policy? It's brilliant positioning, and here's why it matters. It should be important to you. Most dental practices try to be everything to everyone. We do cleanings, fillings, crowns, implants, ortho, pediatrics, emergency, call me on the weekends. You know what that says to patients? We're generic. Look, I get it. You don't want to turn away revenue. But here's the thing. When you try to serve everyone, you end up delighting no one. The most successful practices we work with have gotten clear on who they serve and what they stand for. A perfect example of this is Dr. Christian Yase. His practice is named Ballantyne Adult Dentistry. Not Ballantyne Family Dentistry, not Ballantyne Dentistry for Everyone, but Ballantyne Adult Dentistry tells you exactly who he serves. Adults who want sophisticated dentistry. He could keep the kids, he could do the routine stuff, but by focusing and marketing comprehensive adult care, he attracts patients who value what he does and are willing to invest in it. Now, how do you implement this in your practice? Look at your last 50 patients. Who are your favorites to treat? What did they have in common? What procedures did you love doing? What lights you up clinically? When you learn this information, you can start getting clearer about who you want to serve. Survey your team. How would they describe your practice to others? It's an important one. Here's the hard part. You got to learn to start saying no to stuff that doesn't fit. Maybe you stop taking certain insurance plans. Maybe you refer out routine, easy cases to another dentist. And maybe you focus on the complex stuff. What's the truth bomb in all of this? If you don't stand for something specific, you're just another option patients compare on price. But positioning is only half the battle. Once you know who you serve, you got to create an experience that makes them never want to leave. And that brings us to lesson three. Lesson three, build an elevated experience. Here's where it gets really interesting. Bucky's is still a gas station. They didn't change their core product. They elevated everything around it. And that's exactly what you need to do. Your patients still need cleanings, fillings, and crowns. But how you deliver those, that's what will separate you from every other practice in town. I'm talking about the entire patient journey from the moment they find you online to months after the treatment is complete. You know, Bucky's just doesn't have clean bathrooms. They have bathroom attendants who greet you and make sure you have everything you need. They don't just sell snacks. They have walls of 200 types of, I didn't know that many jerkies existed. In your practice, do you just schedule appointments or do you make the scheduling process easy and pleasant, maybe like online scheduling? Do you just do fillings or do you make sure your patients are comfortable and informed? Maybe look at sedation. Do you just send bills or do you actually sometimes follow up with patients to make sure they're happy with care? Or do they only hear from you when they owe you money? You know, I know a practice that gives every implant patient a care package for their recovery. Soft foods, pain meds, you know, detailed instructions, and the doctor's personal cell phone number. Not because they have to, but because they want their patients to feel completely taken care of and elevate that experience. Now, you might be saying, well, my practice is too big or there's too many providers to do that. You know, I know as you grow, you can't personally deliver every touch point. But you can systemize them. Create protocols for every patient interaction. Train your team to deliver the experience consistently. Bucky's has 120 locations, but the experience is identical everywhere. That's not an accident. That's systems. In the long term, what you want are patients saying, that was different. That was better than I expected. You want them telling their friends, you have to go to Dr. X. What would be even better is not saying Dr. X, but saying you want your patient saying you need to go see Raleigh Dental Arts. It's not like any other dental office. The truth bomb, patients don't pay for procedures. They pay for confidence, comfort, and trust. Anyone can drill and fill. Not everyone can make patients feel genuinely cared for. And that brings me to the biggest lesson of all, one that ties everything together. Here's what Bucky's really figured out, and what every successful dental practice owner needs to understand. You're not in the dentistry business, you're in the trust business. Bucky's isn't really competing with other gas stations. They're competing with the entire travel experience. They're not asking, how can we sell more gas? They're asking, how can we make this stop the best part of someone's journey? The reason Bucky's dominates is the same reason your practice could dominate your market. They stopped trying to be everything to everyone and started being something special to someone specific. Most practices are still trying to compete on what they do. The winning practices compete on how they make patients feel. So if you're ready to stop just being another option and start becoming the obvious choice, here's what I want you to do. If this resonated with you, go to 3D-dentist.com and join the 3D Dentist Pro community. It's completely free. You'll get frameworks like this, behind-the-scenes insights, clinical cases, and you'll meet and greet and learn from practicing dentists who are evening the odds and who are growth-minded just like you. So if you're ready to stop being just another option that patients compare in price, let's talk about building something extraordinary together. All right, friends, let's leave it there. Pick one, not three or four, one Bucky's lesson to focus on this quarter. Master the basics, defining the position, or elevating your experience. Don't try to do all three at once. And remember, the goal isn't just great dentistry. It's building a business that delivers excellence for your patients and creates freedom and security for you. Go build something worth talking about. I'll see you next time on Dentistry Made Simple.